Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Also, I just realized to all of our listeners, this will be the first time they'll hear our new intro.
Oh, that is so exciting.
Yeah.
Did you guys like it?
Yes, our new intro will have played right before this. Oh. Yeah, let us know what you guys think.
It's so good. We had the best time making it with my friend JB, shout out JB, Jonathan Batts.
Yeah.
He freaking killed it for us.
He did kill it. He made it so much fun.
Yeah, he really did.
He
made us his special margaritas. They were delicious.
Yes, the JB special.
Yep.
Which I didn't know had alcohol in it. So yes. I was drinking it thinking it was a mocktail. And then was like surprised by how I was feeling. That was very funny.
That was funny. Oh, no.
But no, it was great. And anyway, so it was our first, this is definitely an upgrade, I would say. Although I still love the old one. Put my heart and soul into the old one. So, so it's okay. This one's fun. This one was really fun. It's much better. So let us know what you guys think. And yeah, and welcome back to the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to be talking Death on the Nile. We also, this is just a special podcast, I feel like, in general, because we watched two movies this time, not just one. So we have extra stuff to talk about.
Yeah, maybe I'll post about that on Instagram that we also watched. So if anyone wants to watch the 1978 one.
Yeah, you should.
Since we're recording a little bit actually ahead of time.
I know.
Instead of like on the last day of the month or the day before the last day of the
month. We're totally killing it, aren't we?
We are definitely making great time.
Yeah. No, I'm proud of us. I feel like this is a good step forward for us for sure.
For sure. Maybe one day we'll do two podcasts a month. Who knows?
Ugh, don't be pushing that. No way.
No, not yet. Not yet. But maybe like we'll see.
Yeah, maybe when the boys like start school and I have free time during the day.
Start school, I'm dead. That's like they're 1 year old.
I know. Well, that's what we're saying. I'm like trying to think of when I could possibly do this, and that was like my first thought.
But yeah, I know. You're right. Anyways, I think it also helps that this month's book, Death in the Nile, was a fun book to read.
We actually liked the book. Well, yeah. We liked No Exit, and I did read that one quickly.
Oh, no, No Exit was really good.
No, I'm trying to think of if I couldn't remember if this was the first book we've liked, but it's not. This is the second. It was those first two books that were really challenging.
Wait, I only remember not liking Can You Keep a Secret?
Interview with a Vampire.
Oh, yeah.
Which was not as bad as Can You Keep a Secret.
No,
there were good parts of Interview with a Vampire, but yes. There was also bad parts.
I agree.
Yeah.
But Interview with a Vampire, yeah, I don't quite put it into the same category.
I don't either.
Which I literally put outside yesterday and was like, somebody please take this book. Just like outside on the street. I was like, somebody needs to take this book away. I'm never touching it again. That was a rough pick. But anyways. But May's pick was Death on the Nile by the one and only Agatha Christie.
Let's
start with the book.
Okay. So for those of you who aren't Agatha Christie fans, a lot of her books, she has like a bunch of different like detective series, but Hercule Poirot is definitely like her most famous.
Yeah.
And this is one of his mysteries. I think it's like the 17th or something like book in the series.
Okay.
So this is like he's one of probably the most famous like literary detectives in general.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I've read, this is my fourth Hercule Poirot book and my fifth Agatha Christie book. So I'm very like familiar with her writing and her style. And so this was like, you know, like comfort reads to me. Like I freaking love like old British mystery books like this. Like
same.
I love them. So I very much enjoyed reading this. This was definitely, though, of the Hercule Poirot, this was of the four I've read, this was my third favorite. Wow. So not like up at the top as the other two, but I still really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I just love Poirot. I just think he is
yeah.
just an adorable man.
Yeah, I love him to death.
Yeah. And so I personally knew who the killers were very, very early.
Yeah.
On.
So you said that you knew when we were talking.
Yeah.
That you knew as soon as Lynette died.
Yes.
So you knew immediately that it was Simon?
I did. And okay. Jacqueline.
Okay.
I was like, as I'm like reading the part of like her shooting him in the bar, right?
Yeah.
And then like the next morning, like Lynette is dead. I was like, those two did it. Because I was like, that was like, and I real like, it was like, I felt very like, it was like a misdirection of like, they were showing them to be like, oh, it couldn't be them.
Right.
But I was like, so it has to be them. Because right. Otherwise, I felt like they wouldn't have like, spent all that time showing us that. It would have just been like, oh, like, it can't be the two of them. Like, so-and-so saw them, like, talking any shot, like, you know what I mean? I just felt like so much was put into it that I was like, it was definitely them, and they planned this to steal her money,
right?
Like, for sure knew immediately that that was what was happening. But I was not expecting for the murder suicide at the end.
Dude, that was like, I loved that.
I did too. And like, what I love about Perrault's books is that like, he usually has like this kind of like morally gray part.
Yes.
And I loved that he knew that she had that second gun and that she was going to do it and that he liked her. Like, he always, like, he had this like soft spot in his heart for Jacqueline.
Yeah.
And I loved that he was like going to let her do it because he like wanted her to have that out.
Yeah. No,
and
I agree.
So, you know,
I definitely. I also like, spoiler for everybody, because you know, not everyone does this, but I watched the 1978 movie or the 1970 movie whenever it came out before finishing the book. And so I just don't feel like I ever really gave myself time to really guess, but I definitely did not. I was like, I don't know what's going on. There was also so many characters that I was like, I guess anybody could have freaking done this. I don't know. Like, it was just so many. But yeah, so Rachel definitely was, she like told me that she knew who did it right after Lynette died. And so after I read that, I tried to start guessing, but I really like couldn't figure it out. And I like didn't think, I don't know. Yeah. But not that I honestly just hated Simon.
He's so much.
I couldn't stand him. And I also didn't really like Lynette, so I, like, wasn't really sad when she died.
No, same.
And then I kind of was like, if Jackie is the killer, then, like, good for her. Like, I kind of was a little, like, whatever about it.
Yeah.
But they were, like, you know, so obviously making it seem like it wasn't Jackie that I was like, oh, man, I don't know.
Yeah.
And there was just, like, you know, all these other side people with motives, and I just, like, couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
But it, so I mostly just read it and kind of just let it all unfold as it did. But I did really enjoy it. And I just love her. I love him. I love Hercule Poirot. I think he is like this very quirky but like gentle man.
My favorite part of this book that we haven't talked about.
Okay.
And I don't know if it was your favorite part, but was his little matchmaking between Rosalie and Tim Allerton. Like, I love that so freaking much.
That was so cute.
And I was sad that neither movie had that in it.
I know. I was like, neither movie really had the fun romance. And it didn't even have Cornelia ending up with the doctor, which I also loved.
I loved that too. But like, that was definitely more of like fate. You know what I mean? Like, I just loved that Hercule like was like, I am solving a murder mystery, but no, let me matchmake these two people because I think that they would make a good pair.
I know, that was really, really cute. Well, ultimately, Hercule was 1,000 times better in the book than he is in either movie.
Agreed.
In the book, he is just, he's so fun. And I think he comes off as very, like, calm. And kind of, honestly, he kind of reminds me, and maybe it's because I'm also listening to the Harry Potter books on audio right now, but, like, he has that, like, Dumbledore quality to him where, like, he knows everything.
Right.
But he never really freaks out.
Yeah.
And he's always, like, the way that he, like, presents information to people is very, like, matter of fact.
Yeah.
But then, like, he, like, you know, he, like, lays out the facts. He gets to the point, but he does it with, like, compassion. And, like, is kind of funny about it, you know. But, like, is never really, doesn't really seem to, like, lose his temper ever.
Right.
You know, and just seems, like, very gentle and, like, put together. And I just love him. And I just think, and obviously it's like so fun watching him, or, you know, listening to him solve a mystery.
Agreed.
Because he is so smart. And it's just, I love, you know, I love the part in any murder mystery where it's like the person comes together and like tells, brings everyone together. And he's like, all right, let me tell you who done it now.
Yeah.
You know, like where you, where they sit everybody down and then it's like, okay, I figured it out. This mm-hmm. is what happened. And I just love that part in every book. So yeah, it was really fun. I definitely, so I've only read two Hercule Poirot books. And the other one was, we've talked about, mm-hmm. or what, the Mysterious Apparent Styles, which yes. I definitely enjoyed
And that's more. The first.
Hercule yes, the Poirot very book. First one. Mm-hmm. And I definitely enjoyed that more than Death of the Nile.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because, I also like, no, I was going to say I didn't have, like, I was emotionally connected to Cornelia.
Right.
Who I was sad isn't really a character in either movies.
Right.
And then I actually really did like Jackie. I also liked Jackie. She was intelligent and was a force to be reckoned with. But she also, she was just complicated. She was an interesting character.
Yeah.
And I, like, understood why, I could understand why Hercule, like, felt for her and had, yeah. like, a soft spot for her. Because yeah. I did, too. Yeah. Even though she was still obviously very much in the wrong.
Right.
But she was, yeah, she was interesting. I was so mad that she was in love with Simon and didn't understand that she was too good for him because he sucked.
He did.
He sucked so much. Mm-hmm. I like could not stand every time he opened his mouth. I was like, what is the attraction to this man? I know. How are these two very intelligent women wasting their time with this guy?
Yeah.
Like he was a loser. Was, yeah. Was so annoying.
Yeah.
I did. The only thing I thought was weird in the book was that, you know how in the beginning of the book it's like they're introducing all the characters uh-huh. and everyone's like they give the Windlesham Sham or whatever mm-hmm. like his own part, like he's gonna be a part of the book later, but he right. never comes back,
right?
And I was like, why did we even read anything from his point of view if he's not even important to this plot really, like, at all?
I know.
I didn't know what that established, but either way, but all in all, the book was fun. It was a good read. It was, I think it was, you know, just a fun murder mystery.
Agreed.
And I thought it was, you know, Egypt is always a fun backdrop to anything.
Yeah, agreed. That was the other thing about it that I did love was that, like, she's so good at, like, settings, you know?
Yes, yeah.
I remember, like, after reading Murder on the Orient Express, like, I wanted to take the Orient Express train.
I want to do it so badly.
You know what I mean? And then after this, I, like, want to go on a river cruise on the Nile.
Oh, my God.
You know? Yes. She's really good at, like, making you want to, like, experience these places.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. Yeah, so, no, that was really cool. And, yeah, and all in all, I did enjoy the book. I just thought it was fun.
Yeah.
What
would you give it?
Maybe, like, I guess, I don't know. I'm having a hard time. I want to say 3.5.
That's what I'm giving it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 3.5. Yeah. So I'm like, I feel like I'll probably never read it again.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't really need to, like, experience it again. But I did enjoy reading it, and I was able to read it fairly quickly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, the all in all, it's definitely worth, like, a one-time read.
Yeah.
If you want, like, a fun murder mystery type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, did you? I also didn't expect the other, like, so many other people to die.
Yeah, no, I wasn't expecting that either. And that was, I don't want to say fun, but, like,
no, they, I know what you mean. It added some excitement and twists and turns to it, especially for you who had felt like you'd already figured it out.
Yes,
I'm sure it was fun to be like, oh, okay, like, mm-hmm. there is some more, and it's like, and it's the same person who killed Lynette, the same person who's killed these other two people, or right. is there multiple murderers? Like, that definitely, that also threw me off, because I was just like, oh my god, everyone's dying, like, who could this murderer be?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I was not expecting, like, I, like, thought Death on the Nile, like, there was just going to be the one death.
Yes.
So, that was
horrible. Right, it's not deaths on the Nile.
Right. So I was like, oh, like, the maid, and then, like, oh, Mrs. Otterborn, like,
you yes. know,
definitely added.
Yeah,
more enjoyable to the read, because you want, that really did make me want to keep reading, to be like, who else is gonna die, like, what's
going
on? Yeah, for sure.
No, totally.
Yeah.
All right, well, cool, let's move on to the freaking movies, I guess.
So we watched the 78 movie, 1978, yes, when Jessica was in town. Mm-hmm. And that was fun. I had every intention of like posting about it on Instagram and then forgot.
Yeah.
And then also when we watched the movie last night, the new one, I meant to post on social media and forgot. So, you know, sorry, everyone. We will get better out of media. It's coming.
It's coming.
But I really liked the 78 one. I thought it definitely, you could tell, like, unlike the freaking new one.
Yeah.
This one was trying, I felt like, to stay true to the book.
Absolutely.
As much as it could. And I, like, understand, yes, for, like, a movie, you can't have a bajillion characters. Like, you have to combine people.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
You know what I mean? You have, yeah, to cut scenes out. Yes. And I thought it did the best it could with what it had. And I loved, I know, like, Mia Farrow, who played Jacqueline. Yeah. She, I felt like, really came across in that, like, unhinged,
yes,
but likable,
yeah,
way. Like, I thought she did, like, a really good job in her character. Yeah. In particular.
Yes.
And I agree. Yeah. Definitely, like, way more of a better adaptation than the new one.
I mean, so much better. I definitely, yeah, enjoyed the 1978 one where I didn't enjoy the new one.
Agreed.
And plus, my girl Maggie Smith,
yes,
was in the old one, and I just love her.
Same.
And yeah, I mean, it was just, it was also, like, the acting, since it was in the 70s, the acting style was different.
Yeah.
Which felt almost more true to the book.
Right.
As well. Yeah, no, all in all, it was much better. The only thing I actually, well, and I have similar complaints, but for different reasons in the new one, is, like, I don't feel like either one does a good job of portraying Hercule Poirot at,
right,
all. Like, in the old one, which is what we're talking about,
mm-hmm,
I just feel like he was kind of boring.
Yeah.
And kind of, like, didn't really have any of the charm or, like, real compassion, I guess. Like, he, yeah, just felt almost cold.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't, like, mean or anything, but he, like, I don't know. I just, mm-hmm, felt like he was just like, okay, I'm here to solve a murder.
Right.
And, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just felt like it had none of his, like, real personality.
Yeah.
In the old one. And so I missed that for sure. But everyone else was great. I really liked the actor that played Simon. I thought he, yes, was funny.
He was funny.
In the old one.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, all in all.
And we loved, one, I have to say, we both loved Lynette's dresses in the old movie.
Oh my God, Lynette's dresses in the old, she looked amazing.
She really did. I, yeah, was so there for that. I was like, her style was great.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They, like, yeah, she was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
She looked so good. Yeah, and definitely stayed more true to the book.
Yeah.
And so all in all, that was great.
Yeah.
So I guess we can talk about the 2022 one.
Yeah, so that was trash.
I just, first of all, it starts off like it's a freaking war movie.
I know. Well, at first I was like, did I put on the right movie?
Yeah. I just was like, look, if we're gonna give Hercule Poirot, like, a biopic, then just give him a biopic. like, make it separate from this movie altogether. I honestly wouldn't be opposed to that. If they wanted to give us, like, a background,
right,
movie on him that, like, maybe leads up to the first, like, big murder he solves,
right,
like, cool, I'm into that.
Yeah.
But, like, it made no sense.
I know.
No sense to tack it on to the beginning of this movie.
I know.
And
when there's already so much for them to adapt, and this movie was god awfully long.
Oh, so, like, long. I feel like it was never gonna end.
Yes. And it was like, why are you making it longer for no reason?
Yeah, it was so stupid. But you read that, what was that one review you read?
That said, even Poirot's mustache has a tragic backstory.
It's like, honestly, it was worth it for that review.
I know. I really did giggle, but it's like so ridiculous because it's like, why does his mustache need to have a backstory?
It literally doesn't. Why can't he just have a fun mustache?
Right. Like, why can't that just be how he likes to wear his facial hair?
Yeah. Like, but it's instead, it's because he's covering up a freaking scar.
And then the freaking last scene of the movie where it's shaved and he's showing his scars. I was like, what
is, yeah, and happening? He's just like sitting there in the bar that's closed, and the guy's like, hey, buddy, it's closed, but then doesn't make him leave.
No.
And then he's just sitting there watching Salome sing, and I'm like, are they even going to talk?
Right.
Like, I was like, what?
And did obviously we freaking kill the other guy instead of her just so they could have, like, some sexual tension at the end for no reason?
Literally for no reason. I was like, why are they putting having them, like, flirt with each other if they're not going to have them actually get together?
So bad.
And, yeah, it was so, oh, God, it was so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, anyways, so that was. Started out with a bang.
Yep.
Started out.
Anyways. Yes. I and knew it was going to be bad. Lynette doesn't
freaking. Okay. Also. Okay. No. I'm not even going to go there yet. They're all in Egypt. Now, meanwhile, in the book and 1978, all of these people, like, end up on this Nile River boat cruise, like, by chance. Oh,
right. Right.
And in the freaking movie, the Lynette and Simon have invited like 12 people onto their honeymoon. Right. And I'm like, who in their right mind invites like a ton of guests to be with them for their entire honeymoon?
I know.
This is ridiculous. Like, I was like, also, this is just lazy because you just didn't want to talk about why all these people are here randomly.
I know.
Like, you didn't want to talk. Well, although some of it isn't random, obviously, because like in the book, Pennington goes
right.
Because, you know, it's like, it's right. not. Not everyone is actually random.
Right.
But, like, some people are.
Right.
And it's, like, they just didn't want to establish how they all ended up on this Nile River cruise.
Right.
Which really wouldn't have, which I feel like you could have probably done within the first 30 minutes. And then in the first 40, Lynette could have died. They could all have been on the boat. You could have established all these characters getting to the river cruise. And then Lynette dies. All within the first, like, 30 to 40 minutes. But instead, she doesn't even die until 65 minutes into the freaking movie.
Oh, my God.
And, like, they're all, the only reason they're even on the cruise was to get away from Jackie, who I still was like, well, how does she get there then?
Right.
Because they think she's not, like, it was so, I was like, where is she the whole first night? Like, just hiding out?
Right.
I was like, I don't know. Also, can we talk about the cringiest, that, like, Cleopatra moment?
I know.
I was like, if I was Cleopatra, I would come back from the grave and burn this movie. I'm insulted by
what
this.
What did that add?
It added nothing, and it was so cringy. Like, I literally was like, ew, what is happening right now? This is not, like, women empowering. This is, like, gross. This is just
moments.
Awkward.
Did the part stick out to you, like, before the boulder falls on them, like, a little bit before that?
Oh, my God. They're having weird, like, sex over their clothes. That whole part made me incredibly uncomfortable. And I don't, like, you know me, Rachel. Like, I don't, like, get really uncomfortable with stuff like that. But, like, I was, like, I feel like I'm watching a porno. But, like, all of their clothes are on, and I just don't understand what is happening right now.
Matt and I laughed out. We were like, I don't understand what's happening right now.
It was so uncomfortable.
It was
so uncomfortable. And I must have, like, read that part of the book wrong, because truly in my mind, in the book, they are, like, sitting at the end of, like, a... Like, they're, like, sitting at the bottom of, like, a hill or something by the water.
Okay.
And, like, a round boulder, like, comes rolling down the hill.
Okay, Jessica, that's also how I envisioned it. Was okay. That, like, sitting on, like, a bench. And
yes.
A
boulder, or, like rolling right down. Along the water, right? Did you yes. feel like they were at the Nile?
Yeah, no, I also very much thought that they were sitting somewhere like that and that a boulder, like, rolled down.
Yes, like a circular yes. boulder. We did talk about this. I yeah. was like, Crash Bandicoot style, yes. Indiana Jones style, like, big round
boulder. Do you have the book close to you? Because I don't.
Have what?
Do you have,
I
do the, have book? The
book close to me, but I don't know. Do you remember where that happens? I guess it's...
I mean, like, you know, towards the beginning.
Okay, I'll look it up.
But yeah.
Let's see if I can find it. But either way, neither one happened the way that I thought it would have.
Yeah.
But yeah, so wait, that happens after they are on, they're on, have they gotten onto the boat yet? Like the
I don't the think cruise? So. They hadn't gotten onto the new boat yet.
They haven't gotten onto the cruise boat. Yep. Okay. Well, let's see. Let's see. Simon and Lynette set off on their expedition to Philae about 11 o'clock following morning. This seems like... No, it's when they're visiting the, like... Dang. This might be hard.
It's okay. We don't have to look at it.
Yeah. I just feel like...
You can look at it later and then put in the caption of the post, like, and just so you know, we were right about the Walder.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here he's talking. Wait. Okay. He's talking to Jackie at the very beginning, telling her, don't kill Lynette. So it happens after that, right?
I think so.
It definitely happens after that. Okay. Hang on. Wait, hang on. Now I feel like I have to just give me a second.
Okay.
Do you have any other thoughts you would like to add while I'm looking?
No. You just gave me a good chuckle, though, about that freaking part.
Yeah, no, that part was, I mean...
The acting, Jessica, with Gal Gadot and Armie Hammer is so bad.
It's so bad.
The two of them are really not good at acting.
No.
And I hate that for her, because I like her. Yeah,
I like her, too.
But...
Although, I will say, I've never felt particularly, like... I've been pretty much indifferent to her as far as an actress. Like, I've never really felt like she was horrible, but this was pretty... Which, I mean, most of her scenes were freaking Armie Hammer, and he was god-awful.
Yeah, he was. Well, I don't know if I think... Have I seen her in anything besides the two Wonder Woman movies?
Have you?
Like, I don't know. And, like, the first Wonder Woman, I didn't notice her acting. Like, you know what I mean? But the second one, I noticed it not being good. But that was maybe, though, because the whole movie was so bad, you know?
Right.
So... This is the first time that I feel like I, though, like, really noticed that she was not holding her own, you know?
Right. Totally. Totally. Yeah. All right. I can't find it.
Okay.
It's stressing me out.
We'll put it in the caption.
It'll okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Either way. Yeah. No. But my favorite Armie Hammer acting moment was after Lynette dies.
And oh, my God. He's
crying.
So that was Matt's favorite, too. We both laughed at that. But my favorite was before that. When he gets shot in the leg, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, he's shot in the leg for real. And he's limping underneath the doctor and, like, whoever else was holding him. Remember. He's limping and he's, like, yelling, and like, like, in pain. And then they get to Jackie's room and he, like, stops. And he's, like, is she okay? Is she okay? Just let her be. And he's, like, fine for a second. And then they stop talking. And then he's, like, starts limping away. And he's, like, And I was, like, wait, are you serious right now?
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Oh, God, it was so bad. I did like the Jackie actor.
Actress, oh, she was great.
Whatever. I thought she was great. She was, again, pretty much my favorite part. She has been my favorite part of consistently through the book and both movies.
Yeah.
She, like, all around was the star of the show for me.
Well,
because this Hercule Poirot is, like, aggressive and, like, I don't know. He just, like... He also, like, I feel like showed his cards a lot more.
Yeah.
Like, and was really, like, accusatory in a way that I just was like, I just don't, this is not the pro vibe.
Yeah. No, and I was telling Matt is that I feel like, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like I've, like, read that he was, like, a fan of these books. And, like, that's why he wanted to make them. But I'm like, if that's the case, why is he doing such a bad job? Like, why is it like he's going so off script? Like, you'd think, like, as you and I are super fans of books, when we watch adaptations, the ones that are the most faithful are the ones that we like the most.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if you're a fan, why aren't you making these, like, way more faithful? Like, I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I'm like, it's, are you lying, like, about, if you being love a fan
it and you're, like, inspired by it, but you don't want to make the real, you don't really want to make a true adaptation, then, like, just come up with your own detective.
Agreed.
Or who's just, like, inspired by Poirot.
And also, like, agreed with that. Or the way he makes these movies so, like, modern, but, like, not modern, I don't get.
I know, I don't get it either.
And I'm like, just make a modern version of this then. Like, that, Death too, on the Nile yeah. in 2020, 22, yeah. whatever year
yeah.
we're in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
It is, like, very, yeah, I don't know. It's just bad.
I know, because I, like, I hate that kind of, like, the vibe of, like, it old, it but it's new, you know? Like, it works yeah. for Bridgerton, but it doesn't work for this.
Yeah, but Bridgerton isn't, like, almost completely CGI'd.
Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? Like... And Bridgerton's fun and pretty yes. and has all these bright colors and, like, feel-good vibes. Like, this is yes. not any of that.
Also, they clearly work very hard to stay true to, like, the times. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where, yeah, no, that's not the case with this at all.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And so, and then how they find... oh my god, I can't remember. Oh, a Louise Bourget, the maid yeah. in the new movie was hilarious. Also, it like was shocking. I like my jaw dropped.
I know that part. Actually, I'm telling you, that was the best part of the movie.
Oh, it was the best.
It really
part.
Was like a jump oh, moment. You
yeah,
know,
it totally was.
Yeah,
yeah. I also didn't like the way that they made like Rosalie. Like I know the Rosalie in the book. Was, you know, she had a little bit of like a temper thing going on,
mm-hmm.
but she like had a reason for it,
right?
Like with her mom being an alcoholic and all right. this stuff, where like this one doesn't really have that. She clearly has a great relationship with her aunt, which was a weird change that I didn't understand either.
Everything, they changed everything. They made Uncle Andrew Pennington cousin, who's yes. not really a cousin,
yes. And then they also made...
And they made her a niece. Nothing yes. made sense in this movie.
Which, again, all of those changes were completely unnecessary. I know. Like, they don't add or take away from the story. Right. They were just changes that were made.
I know.
That didn't make any sense. And, yeah, so that was ridiculous. But it's like, then they made Rosalie such a bitch for, like, no reason.
I know.
And I was like, what the hell? And then the only person I liked was Book. And then he had to freaking die.
Well, also, I thought that was so stupid. So I was like, okay, they're bringing this guy in for Murder on the Orient Express, I guess, to, like, be Poirot's, like, assistant.
Wow,
like...
I completely forgot that he was on. Because I saw that movie such a long time ago.
Yeah, so he's in Murder on the Orient Express. He, like, okay. is his little assistant in that movie.
Right,
and so
right,
I was
right,
like,
right.
oh, they must be, like, to keep things, like, consistent for an audience if they're making, yes. like, more of these movies. They yeah. want more reoccurring characters, which I'm like, okay, I can understand that. Like,
right. That makes so much more sense.
Yeah. You know, like, it not just be Poirot who's in every movie. It can be Poirot and Bach, like,
yeah,
solving these kind of together. So then I was so confused when they made him, like, to be part, like, not in on the actual crime, but, like, on the whatever. Mm-hmm. I can't remember now what he did. But then
he sees who killed.
Right. But what was he doing? He was stealing something.
Oh, yeah. He's the one who stole the necklace.
Right, right, right. So
which they
like...
changed from pearls to some ugly-ass jewels. And I was like, again, I don't know why they didn't keep it pretty pearls.
I know. But then, so then, like, they make him a criminal instead of, yes. like, keeping him, like, fine and then
yes.
kill him. So then I was like, yes. what was the point of bringing him from that movie?
Yes. And they, like, give him all of that. I know. It was so sad. And then I was, like, mad. I said this to you yesterday that I was pissed. That I was made to feel sad for no reason.
I know.
Like, I was like, I'm, like, upset for his mom, and I'm upset for Rosalie, and I don't need to be, because Rosalie gets with her man in the book and in the first movie, and this is stupid.
I know.
Yeah, wow. And now it's even more stupid, because I didn't remember that he was from the Orient Express.
Yep.
Oh, my God. It's so ridiculous.
It is.
There's no way that they're going to make another one.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on, like, profit.
But, like, was this one making money?
I don't know.
I feel like it just couldn't have done yeah. well. It was so bad.
It was.
I also was sad that they... Okay. So, when Hercules giving his whodunit speech.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone takes out their guns.
Yes.
Which is when I texted you, this is not a Western.
Right.
And also, like, Jackie and Simon are, like, talking about running away. And I'm like, where are you going to go? You're on a boat.
I know.
Like, where are you going to run to that people can't find you?
I know.
Like, you can't – you're going to jump off the side of the boat and start swimming with all the – I don't remember if it's – crocodiles, right?
Right.
It's crocodiles in the Nile, right? Not alligators. I think it's crocodiles.
Yeah.
And anyways, but I was just like, where are you gonna go? This is crazy. And then everyone has their gun out, and I'm like, why are there so many guns? Mm-hmm. And like, I just like, are you? And then they're like, murder suicide happening right then and there without anyone stopping them. Just, I was mad about that too.
I didn't like the whole like how the bullet went through like both of them.
That was interesting because I also was like, could that? I guess that can happen.
Right, but I'm like, I didn't like it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah. I definitely preferred the murder-suicide in the book.
Yes.
The
best. Yes.
Which doesn't happen. They don't do that in the 1978 one, right?
They do.
Oh, they do?
They just do it on the boat. Like, it's not like when they're leaving the boat. It's like right after the, like, confession happens. She, like, shoots him in the head and then shoots herself in the head.
Right. Mm. I remember now. Yes. Sorry. That one was harder to follow because we were watching it with freaking ads. And the ads, which Rachel will agree with, were, like, really poorly timed.
They were. And it kept throwing ads me off. Ads normally don't bother me. But these ads on the – we watched it for free on the Roku channel. And, like, I don't know what's up with the Roku channel, but they just throw commercials in whenever they feel like it. And, yeah. Like, a character would be, like, mid-sentence. And then all of a sudden, like, Brie Larson was on the TV. Yeah. It was always Brie Larson.
Yeah. And it really did throw me off watching it. Because I was, like – it was harder to follow, but I do remember that does happen.
Yeah.
Anyways, the way it happens in the book is the best.
Agreed.
Which was great. They're like walking off the boat. She's like, love you, dude. Shoots him and then shoots herself.
Yeah.
And I was like,
and then cool. Colonel Race is like, did you know she had the gun? And Perot's like, yeah.
Perot's like, yeah, I know everything.
Yeah.
I am Perot.
Yeah. Like,
it doesn't get cooler. Oh, that's the other thing I don't like about the pro in like 2022. He's like so full of himself.
Yes.
Which I'm like, I don't feel like he's like that in the books.
Yeah.
Again, I've only read two, so I could be wrong.
I do feel like he definitely thinks highly of himself.
Right.
Like, he thinks he's like really smart and like good at what he does.
Right, which is fair
because
he is really smart and is really
but good he's at what also he does. Like charming, and I think like Kenneth Branagh has all the like the weird stuff about Perot without any of the charm.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just comes off as so much more, as just a lot more vain and full of himself in this, in 2022.
Right.
And Orient Express and all this than he does in the two books I've read.
Yeah.
So, whatever. But it is. Yeah. I would definitely read the book.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to watch the 1971 or 1978 one, go ahead. Never ever lay eyes on the 2022 movie.
Completely agree.
It is an absolute, it's just trash. It's a catastrophe. It was so bad.
It was a dumpster fire of a movie.
Yeah. I also wondered if they didn't kill Annette until 40 or until 65 minutes in, because Gal Gadot was like, I need a certain amount of screen time.
Well, I was thinking that too. Like, I feel like people wouldn't, like, a famous actress wouldn't take the role unless she was in it more, which I think is dumb, but, like,
I think it's so dumb.
I had a similar thought.
Like, Lynette is still still a main character.
Yeah.
Like, who cares if you, they're so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so stupid.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, anyways, I would give that movie, I think I gave it half of a star.
You did, on Letterboxd.
Because it was pretty atrocious.
Yeah. I gave it one star.
And Matt gave it one and a half. I'm surprised Matt gave it 1.5.
I know. I think, like, a movie must be, like, really bad for him to go below that. Because I don't know. He gave The Kissing Booth 1.5 stars, too.
He gave it a half star?
1.5, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I mean. He gave it an extra half. That's what I meant to say.
So I don't know if he's ever done anything lower than 1.5.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, because there's some pretty bad ones out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways. Yeah, and then I guess I gave the 1978 one 3 stars.
Agreed.
It was good.
Yeah. No, I really liked it. I thought it was good.
I did too. I liked the 1978 one was fun.
Yeah. But yeah, this one was not.
Yeah, no. God no. It was so bad.
It really was.
I feel like I'm like even I did take notes, but I didn't read it. I haven't reread any of them. I also thought it was, I kept being like, I can't believe this doctor is, what's his name?
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand. I kept being like, I cannot believe this is Russell Brand.
Yeah.
It like really threw me off every single time. Yeah, I guess I got everything.
Yeah.
I got it all. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, can we talk about, I just don't want to throw this out there, that the first time that Lynette and Simon danced together at the very beginning of the movie was the most like crazy, like when her leg goes up, like I was like, who? This is the most like sexual first dance to have with like your best friend, like fiance.
Yeah.
I was like, again, was another very uncomfortable moment for me where I was just like, this is like, I am not okay with this. Anyways, that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it. All right. Well, did we pick a June book?
We did.
Oh.
The Hating Game by Sally Thorne.
Oh, okay. Great.
I think you got one.
No, I have it. Yeah. I just didn't know if that's what we were doing for June, but that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It's rom-com time.
Yeah, it is rom-com time.
Yep. Every third book, I feel like it will probably make it some sort of romance. Maybe not.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I'm into that. Yeah, yeah.
A lighthearted book, you know?
Yes. Hopefully this one is not a repeat of Can You Keep a Secret?
I'm honestly scared.
I am too.
But my friend Nish is who suggested this one to us, and she
okay.
liked the book. But then I don't think she liked the movie, so...
Okay. I know the movie stars Lucy Hale.
Yes. And another guy who I know his face, but I don't know his name.
Yeah, I don't remember the guy at all.
Famous dad.
Whose dad?
I feel like the actor has a famous dad.
Oh, well, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see.
It can't get much worse than Can You Keep a Secret? But...
Yes, I know. It really can't.
Oh, God. That one was really bad.
Yeah.
But anyways. Okay. Well, this was great.
Yeah, it was. I love you.
I love you too, and we'll talk to you guys next month.
Sounds...
Slayer babes.
Yeah.
Slaying out. Bye.